Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr. here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. I have our word of hope for today, and I pray that this word will encourage those of you that really want to live that life that God is calling for in these last and evil days. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2 and verse 20, we've touched on it before, but I want to go back there again. I want to put some emphasis on some things that hopefully will help the saints of God that really want to be who God would have them to be and to carry out God's purpose in the land, in the earth, in these last and evil days. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Today I want to take a few minutes. I'm probably going to take a few extra minutes on today. I want to talk to you about living a full, sanctified life for God's purpose, inside and out. Living a full, sanctified life for God's purpose, inside and out. A believer is never truly full until they are fully God's, sanctified in the inner life and surrendered in the outer life. In other words, surrendered and sanctified, it covers the inner life, and it also covers the outer life. Because holiness is not a department of the sanctified believer's life, but holiness is a sanctified believer's life. Not just a part, not just a department, not just a piece, but it is the sanctified believer's life. And when sanctification reaches both the inner man and the outer walk, the believer becomes a living demonstration of God's purpose. On the inside is where God forms the life that he wants to use through us. It begins on the inside. Someone called it an inside job. Sanctification always begins internally because God never builds a public life on a private foundation that cannot hold it. So sanctification always begins internally, and God never builds a public life on a private foundation that cannot hold that sanctified life. Inside sanctification looks like this. It's a hard cleanse from competing loyalties. It's a mind that's renewed so that God's thoughts become our instincts. It's a will that's surrendered so obedience becomes joy and not a duty. A spirit that stays tender, teachable, and actually responsive to God. A conscious, aligned with Scripture and not following after today's culture. My brother and my sister, this is where God shapes our identity, he shapes our conviction, and he shapes our character. It's on the inside, it's the inner man. This is where the believer becomes holy in motive before holy in movement. Our outer appearance is a mirror of what God has done in the inner person. Our outer appearance is a mirror of what God has done in the inner person. Wasn't planning on get into this on today, but it just popped in my spirit. So I did a deep study on this a few weeks ago. And many times when we don't want to really surrender all to God, we say that man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart or upon the heart. And that's absolutely true. But that's not saying that God only looks upon the heart, because God not only looks upon the heart, but he also looks at the reflection of us on the outside. The outside is where God displays what he has done or is doing within. Whatever God is doing within, God displays it on the outside. And when the inside is sanctified, the outside is the visible evidence. I say when the inside is sanctified, the outside becomes the evidence of what's going on the inside. Outside sanctification often looks like consistent conduct that matches our confession. Outside sanctification, it sounds like speech seasoned with grace, truth, and even some spiritual weight, because decisions reflect our kingdom values and even relationships marked by love and integrity. It's a lifestyle that makes Christ visible without explanation. You don't have to explain who you are, because it will show on the inside and it will also be mirrored on the outside. Holiness on the outside is not performance. It's an overflow. It's an overflow of what's happening on the inside. It's the visible fruit of an invisible work. And the full life is when inside and outside agrees. So a sanctified full life is not a life of perfection. It's a life of alignment. We're not talking about perfection here. We're talking about alignment. The inner man is in alignment with the outer man. The outer man is in alignment with the inner man because they both work together. One is the actual. What's happening on the inside is the actual, and what's happening or seen or visible on the outside is a result or a mirror of what's happening on the inside. So when the inside and the outside match, we can begin to live with clarity instead of confusion. We can begin to walk with authority instead of insecurity. We can actually carry peace instead of pressure. We can operate in purpose instead of drifting. We become a vessel God can trust in any environment. This is the life of Jesus described as life more abundantly. That's the more abundantly life, or the more abundant life. Not more stuff, but more spiritual capacity. If we only have a small inner part of our sanctified life that has capacity or spiritual capacity, then only a small part of our outer life will demonstrate that. So the purpose is God's assignment flows only through a sanctified life. When we are living out God's purpose in us, a sanctified believer, we become carriers of God's presence. We become actually stewards of God's truth and representative of God's character. God does not just save us from something. He saves us for something. And sanctification is what prepares us to live that for. Not just what we talk about, he saves us from something. We want to live for that where he saves us for something. And sanctification is what prepares us to live that for something. That's a declaration that I want you to hear on today. Sometimes we have to just pray a prayer, say, Lord, sanctify me inside and out. Cleanse my motives. Let me stop there for a minute. Many times we want the Lord to cleanse us in one area, but we hide our motives. Our character does not become fully shaped in God. Our alignment, our walk is not always the way God would have it. And we use our life for our own purpose instead of using our life for God's purpose. But our prayer today should be, Lord, let my inner life be holy and my outer life be consistent with my inner life, and my whole life will then be yours. Lord, my inner life, I want it to be holy. My outer life will automatically be consistent, because this prayer of being sanctified inside and out is very, very important for our growth. We have to say, Lord, sanctify me inside and out. Get into the hidden places, not just of my mind, but of my heart, where no one sees but you. Lord, cleanse my heart, cleanse my mind, cleanse my will. Put me in alignment with heaven. Lord, strip away every selfish desire, every competing loyalty, every hidden agenda. Lord, I want my intentions to be clean, my thoughts to be righteous, and my desires to be shaped by your spirit. So Lord, I need for you to work on my character, shape my character with your spirit. Lord, I want you to form yourself in me until your nature becomes my nature. Make me steady in the places where I may be weak. Make me humble where I may be a little proud. Make me obedient where I resist. And Lord, build in me a heart that loves truth, that walks in integrity and seeks holiness without apology. And Lord, I want you to let the fruit of the Spirit be the evidence of your work in me. So Lord, I need for you to align my walk, bring my steps into agreement with your word, correct my direction wherever I've drifted, strengthen my discipline where I've been inconsistent. Lord, let my lifestyle, let my decisions, let my relationship, it's a lot to this, and my habits reflect the sanctified life that you've called me to live. Lord, I want you to use my life, not for my purpose, but I want you to use my life for your purpose. So Lord, I realize I have to surrender my plans, I have to surrender my preferences, and I have to surrender my timeline. I place my gifts, I place my voice, I place my influence, I place my future in your hands, because Lord, I need for you to make me a vessel that you can trust. I want it to be clean, I want it to be available. Lord, let my life bring you glory. It's a lot to this. Lord, sanctify me inside and out, completely, deeply, and continually, until my whole life belongs to you. Because a believer cannot be partially surrendered and expect to walk in a full purpose. Sanctification, my brothers and sisters, is the lifestyle of someone who has decided that God will not just be included in their life, but that God will define our lives. And so when you look at the Word of God, a sanctified life, it begins with a full decision. You have to make an unwavering commitment. This commitment means that God has the final say in every area. This full commitment means that obedience is immediate. We don't have to stop and try to negotiate with God. I've said before that delayed obedience is disobedience in slow motion. Delayed obedience is disobedience in slow motion. And so our life must be aligned with God's will, not our preferences, not our will, but Lord, thine will be done. Lord, you live as one that we can look to, and we thank you today, because sanctification is not a moment. Sanctification is actually a direction. It's not an event. Sanctification is a lifestyle. So God does not pour divine assignments into contaminated containers. I said God does not pour divine assignments into contaminated containers. Sanctified life positions us for spiritual hearing and spiritual listening. What we do is we know that God has a purpose, and purpose for us is not discovered through ambition. Purpose for us is revealed through our consecration. Consecrate me, Lord. Use me in your service. Sanctification, it shapes who we are. We're a fully committed believer. We're transformed from the inside out, because sanctified character is comprised of a clean heart, a renewed mind, a disciplined body, a surrendered will, and then a consistent walk. This is where God forms the person that he intends to use. It begins on the inside. Yes, man looketh at the outward appearance, and so does God. Sanctification shows up and shows out in how we live, because holiness is not hidden. Holiness is visible. Sanctified conduct includes our speech that reflects the life of Christ, and our decisions that honors what the scripture says. Even in our relationships are marked by purity and integrity, a lifestyle that carries spiritual weight. We must be able to see each other's sanctification without us announcing it. I said we must be able to see others and even ourselves in the area of sanctification without announcing it. Consecration, stand set apart in a blurred culture. We must be fully committed, and that means that we must refuse to blend in where God has called us to stand out. We must stand down where God has called us to stand out. Consecration, as I close it on today, it means that we guard our influences. We protect our atmosphere. We maintain our spiritual disciplines. We reject compromise. We choose the narrow way, even when the broad way seems easier. Because sanctification is not about isolation. It's about distinction. We are people of distinction. Sanctification enlarges our lives. A sanctified believer becomes spiritually capable in ways the flesh never could. When we have full sanctification operating, beginning from the inside, it increases our spiritual authority, our emotional stability, our clarity of purpose, our capacity to love, even our ability to endure, because holiness does not shrink the believer's life. It actually expands the believer's life. That's what I have for you on today. I pray this message is not going to register well with everybody, but I want you to know it's going to register with somebody. And you have to say today, Lord, I'm willing to be that somebody. I'm willing to be that someone. I'm willing to be that person that will live with your authority and with your power in my life in these last and evil days. Well, God bless you for today. This has been Word of the Lord for our word of hope for today. God bless.